Well, today we're going to talk Tivoli Fest, the Danish festival coming up this Memorial Day weekend in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. Lisa Steen-Riggs with us this morning, going to talk a little Tivoli Fest. Lisa, how are you this morning?
Doing great. It's a little chilly, but it's supposed to be nice by the weekend for
Tivoli
Fest.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. Lots of good stuff going on. Tivoli Fest, in large measure, doesn't change much from year to year. Have you added anything new this year?
Yeah, we do. We try to add a few new things every time. But our band, we have for Friday night. Our festival is always Memorial Day weekend, and we start late Friday, May 24th. And we have a new band, but yet it has a couple of the ones that used to be in Diego Garcia, and it's called Hired Guns Band. That's Saturday night from 7 to 10. And, of course, the Tivoli Committee's selling Danish hot dogs, and we also have that Iowa craft beer tent again. And another new thing, and of course Saturday night we also have a band, so it's just a fun time to come and bring your class reunion or relatives, friends, and join us. One of the new things this year, we have Warren Watson, a local historian. He will be presenting a program Friday evening at the Elkhorn Town Hall. It's history about, there was some old folklore that happened here in the villages. We always heard about this old hanging of horse thieves back in the late 1800s. And he's given a play-by-play account of the horse thieves, murders, or the huge manhunt that came from Des Moines and ended up, the guys actually were hung in Harlan, Iowa, and we always thought it was out here at Elkhorn's Grove. So that's from 6 o'clock at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Another new thing is we're bringing back the Tivoli Follies. That's a kind of a local talent show, and that's Saturday evening at the Elkhorn Fire Station. And after that, the Danish intern and one of the employees, Cheyenne, are bringing back the Tivoli team trivia. So we're going to have trivia contests, teams of four, and it's going to be kind of Danish-American questions, and we're open to get some more teams for that. And then after that, we have the first name band. And one of the biggest draws is our Elbow Skeever Eating Contest. This is the third year, and these professionals fly in from all over the country. I think last year we had one from Ethiopia. The record, I think, is like 120 elbow skeevers in 8 minutes. But before that, we have the novice. And we still have room for some novice elbow skeever eaters. And for you guys that don't know what an elbow skeever is, it's a round pancake ball. And you can watch, it'll be served on Saturday only at the fire station, but you can see them making it, and it's so good. But at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, the Tivoli Committee has made over like 1,200 elbow skeevers just for the contest ahead of time. And for the novice, it's how many you can eat in 5 minutes, so it's going to be fun. You know, it's always fun to watch. And of course, the whole time we have Scandinavian folk dancers, we have the Danish villages folk dancers, we have Ron Johnson's his name, the accordion player, we have Viking reenactors down by the windmill, and you know, the museum is going to have new exhibits going on. Also, the genealogy has a lecture coming in. But it's always fun to see what the museum comes up with, their featured exhibits. And, you know, we our theme this year is called Elkhorn on the Rise, because we've had so many good things happening. We got, you know, a new restaurant opening. We got a new quilt store in town. We got a couple new retailers that have come in. The museum got their accreditation, which is wonderful for made it. I think the top three in the nation of the museums that got accredited. The windmill getting complete, and that we're getting shingled right now, and this cold weather's not helping us none. So, you know, we have a lot to be proud of in this small community of 650 residents. You know, last night we had a motor coach full of Danish farmers. that came through. Today we have a motor coach here right now. It's just fun, and we still can't get over that people are driving off the interstate to come visit us and see what our Danishness is about. So there's things that, you know, we're here year-round, most of us, but for Tivoli, we kind of go on all out. We have the open-faced sandwiches at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Again, the Elbow Skeever Modista Pulse at the fire station on Saturday only. If you're coming on Sunday, the new Danish table is going to feature it. We have some food trucks. The food truck at the fire station on Sunday is going to be a breakfast bowl that would have Medisa Pulse in it. It's something new. You know, we have a raffle. We have the music. You kind of you name it, we have it. You know, Bestmore's House. But we also invite you to see the vendors' fair on our walking street in front of the egg crate. Saturday night we have the Tivoli fireworks, and we have all this stuff on the program. I'm seriously, it's hard to even get this all in. I need an hour interview.
Okay,
but
go.
We have a program, and you can stop and pick that up at the windmill or local businesses. You know, Sunday, another new thing, the Elkhorn Lutheran Cemetery. Warren Watson is doing a walk through the past and walk you through the cemetery, which I think sounds so interesting, and he will reminisce and tell stories about different people that are buried at the cemetery, that how they crafted our past, you know, what made them famous, and how did they have something that started making Elkhorn what it is today. And of course, we always invite you to go to Kimmelton, to the North Village. One of the things on Sunday is the Polka Police. I don't know if you've ever heard them, Jim, but they are just a hoot. And that's at the New Century Art Gallery on Main Street, Elkhorn, right across from the fire station. And we have Dwight Lamb is returning back to perform. In fact, he's just coming back from Denmark today. He's been on a tour of Denmark performing his folk music that his grandfather taught him, that his grandfather had learned this music. When he immigrated, he took this music with him and taught his grandson, and this music got lost in Denmark, and Dwight himself just turned 85. So some folk musicians in Denmark found out about Dwight, came over here, and they were also excited that they found this old Danish folk music. Well, he will be performing on Sunday along with two of his friends. So you just have to grab an actual schedule to see everything that's going on. I know I forgot so much, but we have a map. We have businesses that will be open for the weekend, too. We have bands at night, the Iowa, you know, beer tent. You got to stop and see all of our, you know, our museums, our historic sites, and eat with us. We have food galore.
True. Well, of course, there are activities and things, too. You've got the fun run, the bike ride. There are things for keeping the blood pumping. There are things for the kids, too. And I also see, Lisa, yeah, that the proceeds are going to kind of help out along those lines with the kids.
Yeah, we've started a nonprofit organization to get a daycare center started. We've had a need for that. We have, you know, more people driving into the Danish villages for jobs than driving out. So it's something that these employees would like to have more daycare available, and that's what our proceeds are going to. So all of our little events, the Tour de Tivoli, the bike ride Sunday morning, the M&M, the Meal to Mermaid, we have the libraries doing their fun things for youth activities. The lifeguards are putting on a bounce house. So, yes, there's something for everyone, plus the parade. You know, it's at 11 Saturday. There's a car show in the park. And, of course, Tivoli fireworks are just spectacular. And that's after dark Saturday night.
Very good. Lots going on.
It's a fun time.
You bet.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to stress, too, the parade. Don't forget about all those activities going on, and so many people gather for the parade each year. And again, just a reminder, that's at 11 o'clock on Saturday. So make sure you get out and enjoy all of that stuff, too. Very good. Lots going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get your Memorial Day weekend kicked off right. Keep our fingers crossed that the weather will be a little bit warmer come the weekend. Hopefully a little bit drier, too, so folks can get out and enjoy. Lisa, you mentioned about 650 people or so live there. Does it take about half of those people as volunteers to make all this go?
Yes, and we don't really give – we've heard every excuse maybe sometimes, but we don't listen to the excuses. We just need everybody's help, and once they get there, they have such a good time volunteering, and it takes a lot of volunteers to put on this Tivoli Fest. So we have an information stand in the fire station. So, again, if people need more information, we have it, and we'll be able to help them.
Very good. Well, thank goodness they do volunteer, because it's a good time, and a lot of folks do enjoy coming out year after year. Well, thank you so much for the time and the information, Lisa. Enjoy Tivoli Fest.
Thank you, Bill Coleman.